When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of The Score. We broadcast live from The Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks, of course, to Evan Thomas. It gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday, November 15th.
Wow, halfway through
November. Halfway through November.
Seems impossible. Thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
On down to Wrigley Field. Let's go, Vegas.
All right.
Shota Imanaga.
Second team
second
MLB.
Team. Congratulations.
How about that?
And he celebrated with a song.
Good for him.
Famous song. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for bringing us that.
All-Star Weekend, L.A. We're in the back locker room. Yo, Stevie Wonder. Yo, want to meet the players. Boom, boom, boom. Come out. Yo, Stevie. Boom. Carmelo Anthony. Boom, boom, boom. Man.
Don't even say it. Don't even say it.
You got to say it, bro.
Don't try not to laugh.
He said, I love watching you play.
Come out, yo.
It's Carmelo on his podcast. Stevie Wonder said, I love watching you play to him. Stevie is blind, you see.
I get it.
This is the joke.
I get it.
But yeah. He did say that to him.
That's something. Okay.
Hey, it's a Layla Friday. Is that possible? And she's there in Kenosha with our guy, Dan Bernstein.
It's personal now. It's personal now. He must die.
Well.
Yeah, we all will eventually.
Jake Paul, yeah, he went after you, I guess. I don't, well, huh? It's dark.
Hello, everybody. How you guys doing up there?
How's the brat?
How are we doing? Brat stop breakfast? Are you kidding? We're just waiting for the first commercial break so we can dive into whatever they bring us here. Yes, it's filling up. So if you plan on coming here and enjoying The Score and The Fan in Milwaukee, come grab your tables.
I see them. They're over there. They're across the way, guys.
Yeah, they're the
enemy.
We've
got eyes on them.
They are the enemy today.
But we have the disco ball, so I feel pretty good about our chances.
There's a disco ball?
There's a disco ball.
There's everything.
There's NBA Jam. I feel like I'm in a good place.
There's everything. It's the Brat Stop. There's party rooms. There's dancing. There's video games. There's the claw machine. There's a cheese and beer store. There's pinball. There's darts. There's a gun range, and they're giving concealed carry lessons. So it's all things to all people.
Hell yeah. And there's a fireball neon sign.
Fire. Yeah.
So we're pretty distracted. How are you guys? I'm still laughing at all the messages on the text line congratulating Mully for cutting off a caller.
Oh,
Dan.
It was a joke.
Well, everybody loved it.
Yeah, when anybody else does it, they love it.
Yeah, yeah. Only when you do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, when,
is
I,
it
when
bad.
I do it, it's awful
mean,
and wrong and rude.
Because you're not in on the joke. You're just cruel.
I see. That's right.
You're
definitely not in on the joke.
Vicious and cruel.
It's got to be
ornery.
Got to be.
But what was that person doing? Were they just bragging about their
no,
fandom?
No, he was recommending that Bears that tell the Bears. He was a Packer fan, telling Bears players they ought to keep quiet. And I just figured he should too.
Yeah, he was telling
big deal.
Bears players.
Well, fair. Was he wrong?
No, it was not
wrong. Is he wrong? I mean, if DJ Moore is writing some checks, I'm not sure the Bears' offense can cash.
Yeah, I don't know. We've played what he said. Yeah. I didn't find it so offensive.
You can't tell Bears players to be quiet when you got Xavier McKinney inventing some sort of slight.
Yeah, you know, come on.
It won't mean anything.
Let's try not to be a sensitive flower of a man.
No, I just think this is
when you play for the flower.
I think this would be a really good time to, as John Fox used to love to say, under promise and over deliver. This is, if Matt Eberflus is to be, it's all about the grass, right? Grass, got to do it on the grass. This would be the time to do that, because none of this talk means anything until the Bears can actually beat this team.
But if you felt like that could happen, I think you'd feel differently. It's just, you know, when you go and you look at the game and could they win the game? Absolutely. How? Well, humming.
But the thing of it is, the Bears aren't talking in a way that is big and bold and you can't beat us. They're talking in a way that is like therapeutic. Like, you know what's wrong with us this week? Can we tell you about what the problem is last week? Oh, all of our problems. They are venting publicly, which is what everyone's talking about. They're talking too much.
I never really noticed my navel before.
You're right, David.
If you're an individual, but not a football team.
They're focusing on themselves, and I think Xavier McKinney needs something to pump himself up. So I feel like sometimes you have to manufacture your hype machine to get ready for
whatever
Sunday.
He's doing is working for him. He's got 6 picks. He can do whatever he wants. I just mean it's different. He's seeing something that isn't there. DJ Moore was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. I mean, he didn't even realize what he was saying.
But that's his dismissive way of saying June. Whatever.
It was June, back in June. So
right.
Yeah, it was fun.
But if you're looking for bulletin board material because you need it for yourself, I see what the process is, you know?
What do you think
of the fight? I get that for him because he wants something to make it personal so he gets a little more hype on Sunday. I get that part of it. But to do it publicly in this way is, we're going to talk about it. Okay. We're going to have our judgment.
Are you betting on the fight tonight, Dan?
Am I betting on it? No. Come on.
Asked and answered.
No, and it's weird for me because as a younger boxing fan, as a huge boxing fan, it's very Mike Tyson was really sort of one of these foundational guys when the grand age of the heavyweights declined in the early 80s and was supplanted by the middleweights and welterweights, to then have Tyson come back and put the big fellas back on the map a little bit was really significant. And he was just such a cold killer. I loved watching him. And I don't know what to expect. I don't really have a rooting interest. But my friends who still follow boxing closer than I say that Jake Paul is basically a replacement-level heavyweight opponent.
He's just a guy.
Yeah.
Did you say
Tyson? But Tyson's 60. So, you know.
He is 58.
58.
Mm-hmm.
31 I feel like he crossed the line into showman a while back, right? He became an entertainer a while back. I feel like this is part of it. But the concern to me, guys, is what happens when he realizes he's back in the ring and the original Mike Tyson takes over?
Yeah, well, Jake Paul's got a plan, and then he's going to get punched in the mouth.
That is a very famous, as you know, that is a famous Joe Louis line, which is everyone's got a plan until they get hit. And Tyson, being a big boxing fan, came up with everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face, which is a little more violent, but it has the same meaning. And you
Tyson, people don't realize he really has been a student of the sweet science.
Definitely.
He knows the history that he inherited. And he doesn't really care about his own future at all. We'll play it later in the show, but he goes some places when he talks about sort of how he feels about what he means to boxing.
He said he was going to bring Satan into the ring with him. What?
I'm picturing the Satan from South Park now, who's just super nice and really thoughtful and empathetic and always concerned about other people's feelings.
What about Miroslav Shatan?
Ooh, from the Buffalo Sabres?
Yes.
Look at me.
Look at that. How are you going to handle everything today? What are you doing? And how much are you going to drink? And will you have multiple brats and maybe belch on the air?
Yes. Sarcasm.
Yeah. Yes, on the latter and the latest. I do think the garlic brats in the sampler platter, we're going to get Dan McNeil's mustard belt, and we'll have all the mustards and all the brats.
Love it.
And anything else. Because they gave me a wristband. I don't know what this entitles me, but I feel entitled and empowered.
I have
You can't stop me. I've got a wristband.
I have a vat of coffee. So I feel like it's going to kick in around 11 or so. So we'll see the show kick up a notch then. But I feel like for us, it's really just examining if any of these changes are going to lead to success, regardless of who the opponent is. It's fun to play the Packers, but as we all know, that streak speaks for itself, guys.
It's been a long one. Have a great show, guys.
Have a great one.
Thank you.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.